Well, the school year is over. Still lots going on. Budget time. Oh, there is apparently a budget in the state of Illinois, so that makes it all easy for superintendents here in the state of Illinois. Maybe not necessarily. Good morning. Tom Arida, Tyler Gumm, Nick Isher, Galesburg's Morning News. United District 304 Superintendent Jeff Whitson joining us this morning. Jeff, good morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Glad to be here.
Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. There's no better way to be. It's a terrific Tuesday. That'd be wonderful, right?
Yeah, weather's great. We do have a budget, so I wouldn't say it's easy. It's maybe easier.
Right, okay. Well, I don't know. So let's talk about this last school year, because as you heard, we talked with Dr. John Asplund last week, and I guess every school district in the same boat. Supposed to get, what, four categorical payments, and you get two of them, and he said that's what they budgeted for, and that's, you guys have to be creative with the budget. Is that kind of the way you guys did yours as well?
Yeah, I think we're all doing it pretty much the same way. We've all been around enough to know that that's pretty much the system we're in right now. So, yeah, I budget two a year and figure maybe I'll get the two from the previous year that year and hope for the best. You know, somewhere along the line, there's going to be that one year where we look really good because we did get an extra one or even all of them in a year. But we'll patiently wait for that day.
Was the transportation payment one of them? Because I know that's a huge one, and especially for a district like yours.
Yeah, it is. And we actually got another transportation payment. So we're looking pretty good in the transportation fund. So we've had a great year. We had a good year last year with the books, and we're making some changes along the way, just like everybody else, to try and stem some of those issues. And like you said, we have a budget, first time in a long time that we've had one leaving June even. Mm-hmm. So the whole budgeting process is just it's a whole different approach this year.
You talked about some having a really good year, some neat things going on in the district. And one of the cool things that I think this is maybe something's going to become more prevalent. We're talking about maybe having, you know, different types of counseling for kids. But something that you guys have done is having a, I guess it's not a therapy dog, a therapy dog that comes in, and when there's an issue or a kid, whether it's a behavioral problem or different emotional problems, that something that can help with that. And you guys already have seen that in action in District 304.
Yeah. We talked last fall when you guys had me in, we've added a counselor at the elementary level. That's one of the things we're looking at things, doing a little things a little differently. So we added a counselor, and over the course of the fall, we have a group of teachers that they concentrate on social emotional issues with kids. Our counselors are obviously involved with that. One of the things they researched and studied was the impact that a therapy dog can have on a group of kids. And so just that ball started rolling. That committee got really fired up about it. We had a teacher that stepped up and volunteered to take on the role of owner of the dog, and is actually the one that's going through the training and putting the dog through its paces with a national organization as far as getting it trained and certified. Which also helps with the insurance and all of that stuff. So we have a dog. It's not ours. It's one of our teachers. But the purpose of the dog is to be the therapy dog for the United School District. There's still a little bit of time yet for training and certification, but, as part of the training, it's been in the building a little bit, and, the dog will be in the building on a fairly regular basis. Not every day, not every minute of every day, but it'll eventually be in the building on a fairly regular basis. And, like I said, they've done the research to find out just how that impacts kids who've gone through trauma and crisis. And we've seen it in action. We had a horrible accident there February, I think, this year, where we lost a sophomore to a drowning accident, and we were able to bring the dog in to the high school, which is not where it typically will be, but mm-hmm. it will be a district level dog, and it worked just like you would hope it would, just calm some kids and gave them something to concentrate on and gave them some comfort at that point in time. And we're excited about it. We're learning as we go a little bit, but it's an exciting adventure, and boy, the kids love it. There's no question about it. They're excited.
I'm guessing the teachers and administration do as well.
Oh yeah, we all take our turns with Graham. Our dog's name is Graham.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a Wheaton Terrier. He's hypoallergenic, which you know, there are concerns there, and we're taking all the steps we possibly can to stem that. But he's a sweet, sweet dog, and he's getting all the right training, and it's going to be a neat process. Just something new, something you 10 years ago you would never have thought you'd have had to do for kids, but those are things we're up against.
Jeff Whitsett, United District 304 Superintendent, joining us here this morning on Galesburg's Morning News. You know, it's interesting. We talked a lot about this lately, that apparently Knoxvillians are taking over the world. We've got all these Knoxville High School graduates. Of course, we've got Tyler in here. We've now got Jamie Markley and the Markley Young Van Camp Show in the afternoon. Mike Washabaugh, the new head football coach at Galesburg High School. Of course, Jeff is another one. What went on in Knoxville? All you guys are being so successful.
Yeah, I don't know.
Except Tyler.
We've talked about that a little bit, too. You know, Jeff Houston and Marla Clay.
Yep.
And I mean, there's a ton of us out there. I don't know what it was. I guess I look back on it, and I assume we all had a pretty good experience doing what we did while we were in school, from all the way up. And a lot of us have chosen that profession. It's pretty neat. It really is.
Yep, kind of neat to see. Jeff Whitsett, United District 304 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, talk a little bit more about this past school year, some of the good things you saw in the district.
We had a really good year. You know, beyond those, the accident when we lost Justin Dell and some of those things, but we had some really neat things happen. Probably from a financial and from a programmatic standpoint, we added an ag plot to our FFA program. I think I've talked about that before, but we were able to purchase 8 acres, and our kids were able to plant and we're growing. We just planted corn this year, but you know, they're planning, and they had to organize and do that. So that's a great learning experience that we're able to add some things. We already had added a greenhouse, so now we've taken that next step. So we've got a ton of stuff going. We're selling plants all the time out at United, it seems like. So some really cool things there. We just talked about the social and emotional stuff that we've kind of turned the corner on. We're doing some neat things with that. And then from a curriculum standpoint, we're really gearing up for to move away from traditional grading and go towards a standards-based and a skill-based grading, more of an authentic learning experience. That's not going to be a overnight process, but we're as we've had some positions open up here over the course of this year, we're filling them in a little different capacity and doing some different things with it. So a lot of cool things, a lot of great people. It's like every year, we go through our retirement process and we lose some great people. But we're fortunate. We've had some great people walk through the door, and we're reloading.
I never realized Tim Ingebretz was old enough to retire. Man, good for him.
There's not too many that look like he does and are able to retire, because he sure does not appear to be old enough to retire. But he hit that magic number this year, and I do think it was a tough call for Tim. I think he enjoys what he's doing, and he's so great with kids and such a great role model for our district. I do think he struggled to make the call, but legislation and some of those things are what they are, and you better take advantage when you can. Mm-hmm. So I think he chose to do that, and as you said, he's a young man. He'll probably still do some things. He'll find some ways to stay occupied and stay involved with kids, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit yesterday morning. You lost another one out of the district, not to retirement, but Kane Mastin, a former coworker of ours here, has got the head basketball coaching position and a social studies teaching job down at, Midwest Central?
Midwest Central.
Yeah.
Big loss there, too. Kane's a great teacher. Midwest Central's gain is our loss, and he'll do well. You know, he's a basketball guy. He spent this year assisting at Sandberg, and obviously they had a phenomenal year out there with the boys program, and I'm sure Kane had something to do with that. Midwest Central saw that and jumped on the chance to get a guy. You know, I give Kane a lot of grief about that. I mean, he's moving because he's in love, not because of the basketball. But that's really what's going on over there. So,
yeah, that happens. That happens. Jeff Whitson, United District 304 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, of course, one of the other things you mentioned, the ag plot, of course, the new baseball diamond as well. That the guy completed this year. So, yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of cool things going on. Junior Legion, the Monmouth Junior Legion's actually using our diamond, our new diamond, as their home field. They had their first game on it last night. So, yeah, just a ton of neat stuff going on. We got a lot of things in the hopper this summer. We're doing a lot of security work and some things like that. And we've started the new budget process, and we were able to negotiate a contract over the spring with our teachers, and we're rolling. Things are moving forward.
Let's talk about a little bit about the legislature here in the state of Illinois, the proposal for the minimum salary over a 5-year period. The minimum salary would be $40,000 for an incoming teacher, and obviously that wouldn't, we were talking about this a little bit ago, wouldn't only affect incoming teachers, but it's going to affect the entire scale. So where you guys sit right now over a 5-year period, is that going to have much an effect, or would you have been getting close to that anyway?
We're on pace for that anyway. But I do think you'll see, out of all the districts in the area, I think you'll see some different approaches to that as we move towards it. It is the last year, the final year, where that would catch us, where we're going to have to make a little bit of a move. But we're on a 3-year contract, so our next contract we'll just have to take that into consideration as we put that one together. So, like I said, we were getting close there anyway. We've got some ideas. We've actually talked to our teachers association about some ideas and some ways to combat that, because, like you said, if you use a traditional salary schedule that way and you start bumping your very first number on that schedule, the rest of that grows in a different way, and that could have a huge impact on some local districts. So we're gonna have to look at doing things a little bit differently that way, and it's all relative. You know, I'm a sports guy. I always talk about this being kind of free agency for teachers right now. We're all competing for the same skills and the same type of people. So we've all got to be competitive. And if you put that minimum salary out there, we're all going to have to figure out what's our competitive edge going to be. So there's some strategy that goes into it, which I kind of enjoy that.
Well, and it's tough. We were talking about this off the air, that when you have, you know, fortunately you don't have a lot retiring. You have a few leaving for different reasons. But it's not easy in this day and age to find, whether it's young people coming out of college, because a lot of them, because of budget issues here and because of the whole pension thing, they're going out of state to find teaching jobs. So it's not easy. And like you said, it's really even more and more competitive with other districts. I'm sure when you kind of got into things, it probably wasn't that way. A teacher just wanted a job teaching wherever there was an opening at a district.
Yeah, that was the discussion we just had, you know, back in 1991 when I was getting into this business. I wasn't thinking about retirement. I wasn't thinking about what was going to happen on the other end of this. And as it turns out, with the budget bill, there was some legislation that was, I'll use the word snuck. I don't know that that's completely accurate, but it was kind of snuck in last minute as far as capping those end of career earnings. What used to be a 6% cap on those final raises is now a 3% cap. And that's going to impact some of the negotiations and some of the stuff that are still going on in the area. But, fortunately, our contract was finished, and ours is going to stay as is through the remainder of that contract through 2021. So we got a little time to figure that one out. But, you know, I don't think, you know, kids go into education. They don't go to Western and ISU and Augie and Monmouth to be a teacher and think, I'm going into it because of the 6% cap on the last 4 years. When I turn 60, I'm going to get a 6% raise. They go into it because they love kids and they love being a part of a school system. You know, all those guys we talked about, all the blue bullets, we didn't go into it because of the money. We went into it because we had a great experience and we wanted to share the same thing. So
Yeah, not into it to get rich. You're into it to help the kids. Unless you're in a really, really bad district up in the south suburbs that, as a superintendent, you get paid $500,000 a year or so, and your kids don't do very well. But that's a whole other thing, that information that came out. But that that's a whole crazy different thing. Which, hey, it's not their fault. If somebody's willing to pay them, are they going to turn it down?
Yeah, you know, it is. It's a market economy. Yeah, I mean, that's how that rolls. And that's what I mean, you know, when we talk about teachers. And unfortunately, there is a little bit of that even in the local area. We tend to poach from each other. You know, we've lost a teacher to Galesburg this year, and we've lost one to Orion this year for various reasons, and it's just how it goes, and that's part of it. And like I said, part of the fun is making United someplace people want to be, and that's part of the strategy we have to take as far as going about it and making sure we get good people.
Jeff Whitsett, United District 304 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. All right, well, looking at, you got summer here, and before we know it, football will be starting, all the summer camps going on, and we'll be back into a new school year. What's your actual start date?
Teachers come back on August 16th, and then our kids will come back on the 20th. We'll start out on a Monday and roll out, and we'll be early dismissals there until Labor Day, try and beat some of the heat. We're a year away next summer, not this summer, but next summer we will have all of our buildings air conditioned. Finally. Ooh, so
Nick's going to come back then.
Yeah.
Well, I actually drove by the school a few weeks ago to avoid the traffic on 167, and I didn't recognize the school. It's so different looking than when that new auditorium. It's not new. It's how many years old? 5 years old? Six years old?
6 years old.
Yeah. Wasn't there. Didn't exist. That was where the superintendent's office was in that area.
Yeah, well, I'm still there. We just added it on past me. So
now you're up on the stage, right?
No, I'm still hidden, center court. I'm still kind of hidden around the corner in the old kindergarten room. But
now it doubles as a dressing room.
Yeah, I keep the officials in there, try and keep them safe. That works. But yeah, you know, we've done that. We're working on some things with all the buildings. I mean, you know, the high school tends to get the most notice, but we've got a lot going on in all of our buildings. Like I said, our West Campus, our junior high, I don't know, Nick wouldn't be familiar with it, but our junior high, the old Yorkwood High School building, that is, in the heat of the summer, that is one hot building. There is no shade.
Really?
There's that south sun just hits on that building and really creates a hot environment for learning there. So we've got our 10-year life safety survey was done this year, and so we kind of got into the approval process a little late to get that stuff done this summer, but you know, we'll go to bid this fall for summer work for the summer of 19 to get our ventilation and some air conditioning and some of those kind of things done. So big plans, but part of a bigger plan.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Every step is one step closer.
A lot of good things going on. I know this June, I mean, all the teachers done everything, but pretty busy time for you right when school's done.
Yeah, this time is, like I said, we got a lot of hiring to get done. We've had some positions. That's a domino effect. When one leaves for Galesburg, that leaves one here. And then if we steal from someone else, that domino falls. So got a lot of that going on. And then just a lot of end-of-year reporting. Accountability is big with the state of Illinois right now, so we're doing a lot of reporting as far as data and financial and attendance and those kind of things. So we've got a lot of those reports to get done, and we have a 21st century grant that runs through the summer. We have kids in all summer actually doing some program stuff with it's a federal grant that we run through the ROE, and we're able to 8 to noon Monday through Friday we have kids in doing art projects and literature, and we have a broadcasting club that does some video production and some things like that.
Get Nick in there.
So, I missed all this stuff in high school.
You're gonna have to come and check it out. They do some phenomenal stuff, and we'll be tweeting and Facebook and a lot of that stuff too, so watch for it. But that stuff's all going on. We're in the buildings trying to get them cleaned up and ready to go for the fall. So lot going on, and then the pace changes a little bit after July 4th, and it's kind of just gear up and catch your breath before
maybe
it
for a month. right?
Yeah. And in the meantime, you're trying to get all your 12-month people some time away, too. Yeah. I mean, that's we all have to recharge the batteries and reload a little bit. So try and make sure everybody gets away and enjoys some time with their families and comes back in August ready to roll.
Absolutely. Jeff Whitsett, he is United District 304 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. If you need an afternoon sub, Nick's available.
Hey,
we'll see. Actually, well, he's done at 9 o'clock. He has nothing else to do after we get off the air. So,
we can always use people on the sub list. That's a big topic now. Oh, that's a huge hot topic.
Yeah. Yep, another one. And again, fighting with other districts to try to get people in. Yeah,
exactly. And then they raise their sub rates, and it's a big market economy.
What is the requirements? I know one, having the bachelor's degree, is there classes or tests you have to take now? Has that changed?
No, but there is legislation out there too. Make that a little easier. I don't know where we're at in the process with that, but hopefully they are going to make that a little bit, streamline that a little bit. Jody Scott would probably be the person to get on the horn and talk about that with, but we are following that closely because that would be huge for us.
Absolutely. Jeff, thanks so much for your time. Always appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the fall.
Always a pleasure.